We do not need you here. This is our country.
We're not subservient. We're not stupid anymore.
You need to pack your bag and you need to leave. Very simple.
Those were the voices of A'opohakuku, Leona Kalima, and Uncle Joe Tassel. They were among 143 people who testified Monday before Department of Interior officials. It was the first of 15 public meetings that will be held across the state. It's part of a process that could lead to reestablishing a government-to-government relationship between the United States and Native Hawaiians. Rhea Sa, an Interior Assistant Secretary, started the hearing by making it clear that this was only a first step.
This is a first step to hear from the public and leaders. It is not a final action or a decision to proceed.
Most of the impassioned testimony strongly opposed the idea of federal recognition. Dozens of Native Hawaiian speakers expressed anger and mistrust with the federal government. Tempers flared right from the beginning as OHA Chair Colette Machado began her public testimony by applauding the Interior's path toward recognition.
I stand here as OHA's chair to strongly urge that the federal government move forward with a process to reestablish a government-to-government relationship with the Native Hawaiian people. I also urge that it be a pathway that is open to us, but that the decision of when and how to walk down that path is left to our people.
Machado and other supporters believe recognition could lead to the protection of funding for Native Hawaiian programs and stronger land rights. But others, like Dennis Bumpy Kanahele, argue the federal agency has no jurisdiction and insist recognition would block a pathway to sovereignty.
I'm against this process. You know, we don't need you folks to come in and tell us what to do. Let us figure it out. Figure out how to govern ourselves.
Hawaiian activist and former OHA trustee Mililani Tras called the process flawed and was angry at the comparison to American Indian tribes.
We are not Indians. What was taken from us by the United States was one nation, indivisible under the Akua. We will never agree to accept bits and pieces of an Indian confederacy.
What's clear from the first meeting is how divisive the issue is among the Native Hawaiian community. Kealii Lopez is the director of the state's Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs.
We come from very strong, beautiful people who have a lot of mana. And sometimes it's hard to keep it under control. But you know what? People are speaking from their hearts. It's hard to sit and hear us fight. We got to, though. It's just hard.
Despite the heated comments, protesters broke into song more than once throughout the meeting. Laulani Teal and Liko Martin used their testimony time to sing about Queen Liliuokalani and her protest of the 1893 annexation.
Red ribbons dangling from her hair.
The Interior plans three-hour public meetings on all the major islands, as well as in several Native American communities on the mainland. The next meeting is scheduled for tonight in Waianae. More information is on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. Molly Solomon for HPR News.
Red ribbons everywhere.